Reginald pushed Rose along the palace corridor. She clutched Isidore tightly, her arms aching from the effort, but she dared not put him down.
Almost there, Miss Rose. I am sure the Queen will be most pleased you return the boy to her.
There was a sudden swoosh and thud as a wooden crutch struck Reginald from behind. Liliana raised her crutch again and again, pounding Reginald's skull until he was almost certainly dead. She spit on his body, then replaced the now bloodied crutch under her shoulder. She looked at Isidore in Rose's arms and limped toward him.
Isidore, you're alive!